This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. Known for its crafts, campfires, and cookies, the Girl Scouts of the USA has been around for over 100 years. Today, approximately 59 million American women were Girl Scouts at one point in their lives. But just because you hit your 20s doesn't mean you have to give it up. Word of Mouth intern Molly Donahue brings us this story.
I have a confession to make. It's nothing people close to me don't already know. It even features on my resume. I'm an adult Girl Scout. I know, it's an oxymoron, kind of like jumbo shrimp. Believe me, anything you have to say, I've heard it. I've gotten the confused looks, and, like many other adult Girl Scouts, I've fielded the burning questions.
What's the first question people ask you when they find out you're a Girl Scout?
Usually something along with the line of cookies.
That is, when people even find out.
I don't actively hide it. It just never comes up.
Right.
I think it's because people don't really know about adult Girl Scouts, so it's just something that isn't really well known.
So now you're asking yourself, what is an adult Girl Scout? I tracked down some of my troop mates to see what they thought.
You are an adult Girl Scout.
Yes, I am.
So can you explain what that means in your conception of it?
Well, I got a certificate, so I would assume that, like, if other Girl Scout troops needed something, they could come to us.
I have a card in my wallet. That's a lifetime member card.
I didn't realize we had a card, but...
You didn't get a card?
An adult Girl Scout is technically somebody that has paid their dues, and we get the emails. We don't really do anything anymore, but we still get together sometimes.
Okay, so that's our understanding. Here's the official line on Girl Scouts of the USA.
When you become a Girl Scout adult, you join nearly 1 million Girl Scouts across the country and around the world who volunteer their time and inspire girls to become leaders. Whether you want to build your resume, blaze a particular career path, or make new friends based on a shared Girl Scout experience, you've got a worldwide sisterhood to add richness and fun for the rest of your life.
That's right. For the rest of my life. Steph mentioned that we've paid our dues, and believe me, we have. We've secured a lifetime of Girl Scout membership through years of crafts and sleepovers, campfires, and small-town events. The majority of our lives have been spent with this thing. Katie did the math.
So, I want to say I started in 1998. So, I think I was 5. So, technically, 21, 5... So 16 years Girl Scout now. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And most important, though, respect for the organization is best expressed one way. Cookie money. Actually, Steph's cookie money.
You are a cookie queen.
I am a cookie queen.
On average, how many boxes of cookies a year did you sell?
Around 350.
God, Steph blew us out of the water with those cookie sales, though. I wouldn't put it past her if she, like, sat there with a phone book and went through, like, all...
She was clearly the best saleswoman in the troop, but cookies are central to being a Girl Scout.
That's why I did Girl Scouts. I mean, that's why I stuck with it for so long, because I had some faithful cookie buyers. But, yeah, I mean, like, when you think of Girl Scouts, that's all you think of is the cookies, and, like, that's the coolest part of it, so...
So we have Thin Mints.
Classic.
Samoas.
Amazing.
Did you know Samoas also go by the name Caramel Delights?
In different states.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tagalongs.
Peanut buttery goodness.
Then we have trefoils.
Shortbread. Yep.
But as any good Girl Scout will tell you, it does go beyond cookies.
I feel like because all of us were so different, we might not have been as close as we were if we hadn't been in Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts. As a child, super awesome. As a preteen, super embarrassing. As a teenager, still, you know, a little embarrassing. And as a adult, super awesome. Tell all my friends all the time.
That's probably the best way you could have ever ended that. Thank you.
We all agreed. Being an adult Girl Scout isn't something you flaunt. But it isn't something we're trying to hide either. After all, we're in this for life. For Word of Mouth, this is Molly Donahue.